Oh my god, I hope that's a plane. Oh Jesus, please be a plane. Oh please. Are you ready for this?
My cameraman said, what the hell is that midway across the Hudson River? It was a perfectly circular hit.
Sort of 100 yards away. I could have hit it with a brick if I'd
thrown. For the first time in our history, we're studying something that's studying us.
Nobody told me that these days like
this. Suddenly, something else flew into the frame. Fired a beam of light that struck the dummy warhead, doing a circle, if you can imagine, circling our warhead. Fired another beam of light at it, which struck the warhead.
Strange day indeed. Most peculiar, mama.
The Virtually Strange Network presents Strange Days Indeed, your premier source for UFO information, with your host, Errol Bruce Knapp.
Former Apollo 14 astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell was on a radio show over in England, and he says that for 6 decades, the government's been covering up the fact that aliens do exist.
Mulder and Scully would be interested to know he's even seen aliens. Dr. Mitchell says they're similar to the typical cliche, with large eyes and heads, with small bodies. He also believes their technology is far more advanced.
Edgar Mitchell, who visited the moon in 1971, says information about several UFO visits has been classified.
Edgar Mitchell est né à Roswell. Pour lui, c'est sûr, quand il avait 17 ans, un ovni s'est écrasé dans sa ville. C'était en 1947. Et depuis, le gouvernement dissimule les corps de 4 aliens retrouvés dans le désert.
Extraterrestrials have visited Earth many times, but the alien contact has been covered up by governments for 6 decades.
Do you believe in life on other planets?
Oh yes, there's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all.
You're convinced that we're not alone in the universe?
Oh, I know for sure we're not alone in the universe. Now, have we been able to identify for sure where the other planets are? No, we have not. Certainly not in our solar system. But they've identified quite a number of planets now that very likely could be life-bearing planets. And I happen to be privileged enough to have been on the fact that we have been visited on this planet. And the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
Whoa! Hang on a minute. Well, this is big. This is quite a shock to me.
Well, I'm sorry, you haven't been reading the papers recently. It's starting to open up quite a bit.
So you're telling me, well, there's a lot of information to take on board. Hang on a minute. I've heard, like, crazy UFO nuts tell me this kind of thing before. I've never had Dr. Ed Mitchell, the sixth man to walk on the moon, a respected scientist in his own right, announced to me that we've been visited by aliens from other planets, and that they definitely are out there. There's no debating it.
Well, that's the first time you've ever talked to me, or I've told you about it before.
So you believe in all of, you believe the whole deal?
That, there's more nonsense out there about this than there is real knowledge, but there is, it is a real phenomenon, and there's quite a few of us. It's been well covered up by all of our governments for the last 60 years or so, but slowly it leaks out, and some of us are privileged to have been briefed on some of it. I happen to have grown up in whether you know this place, Roswell, New Mexico, where presumably the Roswell incident of 1947 took place, and I'm quite knowledgeable of the lore there, and since I grew up there. But I've also been in military circles and intelligence circles that knows beneath the surface of what has been public knowledge that, yes, we have been distant.
So, and be serious, you're not going to go, you know, I was just pulling your leg about that. That's not true. I'm just wondering if I've stumbled upon astronaut humor, and in a couple of minutes you're going to go, I was only pulling your leg.
No, I won't say that.
Wow. So you've been briefed on the fact that there are, we've been visited.
Well, I have briefed is one word for it. I have been involved in much of this work. No, it's not my main work. It's not my main interest. But I have been deeply involved in certain committees and certain research programs with very credible scientists and very intelligence people that do know the real inside story. And I am not hesitant to talk about it.
What is the real inside story?
Well, I've just been telling you. We have been visited.
Are we in regular contact, or was it a one-off crash, or...?
Well, no, there's quite a bit of contact going on. I can't tell you because I don't know all the extent of it. I don't know all the inside details because that isn't my really main interest. But the fact that we have been visited, the Roswell crash was real, and a number of other contacts have been real and ongoing, is pretty well known to those of us who have been briefed and been close to the subject matter.
So why... is it being covered up, then? Why is it that it's not mainstream?
Well, the reason for that goes back to the main instance really started taking place after World War II, when in the United States, at least, I can't speak for the European governments or the South American governments, all of whom have recently started opening their files. And this is starting to open up, and just read the Internet or look at some of the press, international press, you'll start to get the stories that are coming out now.
But I've had people on the show telling me that that the governments are mounting up towards disclosure, towards saying that this is the case. Do you think it will be the case that there will be an actual disclosure on this, maybe this year, that the governments will come out?
I don't know whether it will be this year in the United States, but certainly... we've already had it in the last few years from the Belgian government, the French government, the Brazilian government, the Mexican government. They've opened their files and admitted that they had the files.
Let me get my head together. Okay, listen, here's what I know. I've had people on the show talking about the fact that the Catholic Church has said belief in life on other planets doesn't compromise your Catholicism.
Of course, that just happened recently.
Yeah.
In association with a major release, I believe, of the British government, some of the British government files. They weren't their deepest files, but there were some files released.
Yeah. What's happening is, at the moment, over the next 4 years, all of the UFO files here in the UK are being released. Do you think it's the case that we are ramping up towards maybe the UK admitting it?
Well, I can't say how fast it's going to happen, but certainly the public awareness of it is increasing. The public acceptance is increasing. The amount of misinformation and covert and attempts to cover up seem to be decreasing. I think we're headed toward real disclosure, and some very serious organizations moving in that direction.
You've had a long time to think about this. What do you think the impact will be on the world when it is finally mainstream news that there are alien beings that live outside this planet?
Well, I think at this point it's probably ho-hum, so what's new? I think that certainly in the United States, there's well over 70% of the people now accept this as fact, although they do not know all the correct story, they do know that there has been, or accept the fact that there has been visitation and that there's UFOs in the skies all the time that are very likely alien craft. Now, not all of them are. I suspect some of them are homegrown. I suspect that in the last 60 years or so, that there has been some back engineering and the creation of this type of equipment, but it's not nearly as sophisticated yet as what the apparent visitors have.
So, as part of this, as part of you knowing about this, and also going public with it, are you worried for your own safety with this kind of stuff, or are you convinced that the
No, I think those days are gone. That used to be a concern among the people on the inside, but I don't think they're knocking anybody off for that anymore or doing drastic things to them.
What do you think the intent of the aliens is? Is it hostile or peaceful?
No. It's not hostile. It's pretty obvious that if it were hostile, we'd have been gone by now.
Really? I mean, what?
We could have been.
Wow.
We had no defense, if that's what their real intent was.
And what are we talking, what do they look like? Are we talking like, you know, the traditional
well,
sort of...
you've seen some of the pictures. The pictures that I know of, some of them are these little people with strange, that look strange to us. As far as I know, from my contacts that have had contact, that's pretty accurate.
Wow. Do you think other people who were involved in the moon landings know about this?
Some of them do. But again, it's like other people, if you're interested enough to dig into it and want to know about it, you can know about it.
Because, man, listen, I know you're a busy guy and I know there's other people who need to...
Yeah, this phone, that's not leaving me alone with this other phone that's ringing all the time. And I'm by myself here.
This has been easily one of the most significant conversations of my life. Unbelievable. I want to thank you for joining us.
You bet.
And Dr. Ed Mitchell, listen, you're a friend of the show, if you want to accept that friendship. Wow, what an incredible conversation. Listen.
Only 12 men ever walked on the moon, and having one of them add his voice to a controversial alien conspiracy theory is potentially embarrassing for NASA. The agency will only say that Edgar Mitchell remains a great American, but NASA does not share his views on aliens and UFOs.
Fascinating. Talk about creepy. Former Apollo 14 astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell claims space aliens have visited Earth on several occasions, but has been covered up by NASA for the past 60 years. So here's a guy who was on board Apollo 14. Who would know better than this guy? NASA covering it all up. Now, NASA excuses. Here's what they tell us right here. Listen to this. Number 10, didn't think it was a big deal. Well, there you go. Number 9, we would like to visit these aliens, but gas is so darned expensive. Number 8, too much tang, always a winner. Number 7, been sort of preoccupied with this giant asteroid that's headed toward Earth. Number 6, we were waiting to reveal it on a very special episode of the Tyra Banks Show. Number 5, hey, chillax, bro. Number 4, no number 4, writer abducted by aliens. Oh, my God.
See?
Oh, my
See?
God. Number 3, too upset to talk after what happened to Pluto. Number 2... busy trying to confirm evidence of an A-Rod Madonna sex video. And the number one NASA excuse, our leader isn't as bright as their leader. Well, there you go.
These are strange days indeed on UFO News Radio. Here with his take on it is Dave Berlock. Dave Furlong every week at this time. Strange Days, indeed.
Because you too smart enough to be able to figure it out, you just have to know what I mean to do.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's like, guys, put away those silly toys. You don't really want to play with them because it could have some very interesting consequences for all of us.
Well, the consolation is that it's...
Things that make you go, Things that make you go,
Jim Smith, the son of Wilbert Brockhouse Smith.
There was Flying Saucer Club in our basement, and it drew people from all over the place. Everybody from pilots to anybody who had seen something unusual would come and share the experiences. Some were military pilots who had sightings, and they just wanted to pass that on and see if anybody could offer any explanations. In the basement, there were windows, and on many occasions, there would be small monitor saucers looking in the window, listening to what was going on. They'd be 36 inches across and about a foot thick. Our neighbors used to complain, Smith, keep your saucers in your old trees, because these things would sit up there and burn all of the leaves and branches around them, and there'd be a great dead hole in the middle of two or three trees.
It's mind-boggling when you consider that all of this is non-existent.
Right.
UFOs don't exist officially. Yes.
Standing looking up one day, enjoying the view across the way, some big bright lights came flying by, a lot of whirling doodads in the sky. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
Just imagination, but we saw them just the same.
Now this sounds strange to you, I know, but take my word that it's really so. And as I looked up into the air, there were flying saucers everywhere. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
strange to you, I know. But take my word that it's really so. And as I looked up into the air, there were miles of stars. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. Oh, here they come. Oh, there they go. It's those doggone saucers again. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
Just imagination, but we saw them just the same.
It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
That's this edition of Strange Days Indeed, hosted and produced by Errol Bruce Knapp. The executive producer is Gene Mascardelli. Send any questions or comments to sdi@virtuallystrange.net. Strange Days Indeed is the copyright of Random Fit Productions. Join us again for more Strange Days Indeed from the Virtually Strange Network.